Episode 148.
The bottom line for the technician and the service rider and the shop owner, they're missing tremendous profits. They're not fixing their customer's car. The guy down the street is.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and thank you for listening to your premier aftermarket podcast, Remarkable Results Radio. And welcome to episode 148 with Bobby Bassett. I'm betting that you may have already met Bobby or attended one of his seminars or webinars. Get ready to hear from the best of Bobby Bassett. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on site, and on demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. Hey, I am so proud of the guests we've had on and want to publicly thank them for being so open, honest, and sharing of their stories. With all this great audio perfectly archived on the internet and on demand, we can always use more listeners. Can you do me a favor? Hey, right now, open your email and tell a friend about the value in these podcast episodes. Spread the word and support your friend's learning curve. Thanks. Now let's hear from Bobby Bassett, the Manager of Training North America for Gates Corporation. But first, be sure to visit Bobby's show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/E148. Bobby Bassett has been recognized with the Mort Schwartz Excellence in Education Award that exemplifies the best advances in concepts and programs for education in the North American automotive aftermarket. And as you listen to the interview, you will understand why Bobby Bassett was recognized with this honor. Now, Bobby is a plasma ball of training energy. If you need a few reasons to listen, he will share his passion for uncovering root cause failure. So much to learn here. Find out how many technicians he's been in front of each year. The number is staggering. He will also share a simple water test to help you determine an alignment or tension-related noise problem. And learn about the man who is responsible for creating the Tools for Schools program from Gates, who is also involved in Skills USA and a past chair of ATMC, the Automotive Training Managers Council. Hey, I promise there's a lot coming at you right now, and I promise a whirlwind of ideas and pure learning magic. Here we go with Bobby Bassett. A warm welcome to Bobby Bassett, Manager of Training North America for the Gates Corporation. Hey, Bobby, good morning. Are you ready to go on point?
Good morning, Carm. Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Hey, great to have you, man. Trainer extraordinaire. I mean, I have to tell you, saw you at Apex last year, watched you do training on the show floor. Magnetic. That's all I can quite describe the passion you have for training. Saw you at NACE Cars 2016. I guess it all culminates in 2014. You were the recipient of the Mort Schwartz Excellence in Education Award. Did that change you in any way?
Oh, absolutely not, Carm. What basically the Mort Schwartz was, it's a very humbling experience, may I say. And really what I think it was kind of highlighting what we'd put together for the Tools for Schools program for the educator. Because basically for the industry, any new information, technical information is changing so fast, it can't get through the pipeline to the educator. So what we did, or what I did, was I developed a program called Tools for Schools that that we bypassed all of industry and went straight down to the educators with the latest information, technical information based on products, built around products that we manufacture.
Sure, I understand. And did that come about with your work from ATMC, the Automotive Training Managers Council?
Well, I think it's just a culmination of a lot. I'm very involved in the industry, and I think a big part of what we do today is we have to give ourselves back to industry. And it's, as I stated, everything's changing so fast. I'm a past chair of ATMC. I'm also on the Automotive Technical Education Committee for Skills USA. And so that we helped put together the competition for Skills USA. And in the past, I've been on the AAIA Educational Committee, so I think it's extremely important that we get involved in industry. And one thing that I've been able to learn over these last couple of years is at the top side, we're very aware top side of what we think the needs are. But here in the street where I work every day with the technicians, with the educators, with the students, the needs can be totally different. So it's important to understand all phases of the market.
Okay, the Tools for Schools program. Give me a little background behind that. How did it start? And it continues today, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's stronger today than it ever was. In fact, I'd like to say that, well, let me get through with this first. It really started around 2008, 2009, as we began to change information, and I really began to get involved with the educators or teach the educators, because each year I'll see over 1,000 educators. So I'm personally in front of them. We're teaching them the latest information that they need to know. But again, as I stated, it's very difficult to get this information down to them. So I just developed a resource site for them, and this is a free resource site for them. It ties in that they go join, they can create, they can use anything that we have, no charge. They can incorporate anything into their curriculum. They're more than welcome to use the videos, the tech tips. I've got a learning management system, an LMS, that they can tie in for training. So all of that kind of brings it all together so they can help teach their students the latest information. I will say over the last 2 years, Gates has provided free of charge right at $200,000 worth of free displays. And these are teaching displays that they use in the classroom. So we've shipped them to them, we've provided them to them, and it's all been free of charge to help kind of drive this information down to their, you know, help drive this information to their students.
Well, those displays are everywhere.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think so. It's we just come out with a new one that it's got the accessory belt drive system on one side, and you can rotate it, and it has a timing belt system on the other side. And the purpose of that, really, it really began years ago to help the shop owner, the technician, explain to their customer why they needed to make changes or why they needed to do the complete job. And that's really why they came about.
Bobby, is it really helping service advisors get the message out? And I don't want to say to sell more, because I think the consumer really wants to really basically understand. Is it an understanding tool?
Oh, absolutely, Carm. You know, I'd like to give you a couple of percentages if I could, and
sure.
And I'll kind of build them from the bottom up. And I call these percentages, when you take out a loan, you're responsible for two things, and that's as soon as you sign that note, you're responsible for, you take ownership of that loan until it's paid off. And there's also a percentage that you have to pay back. And those are the two things that you own. But I'd like for us to understand today that because technology is changing so fast, and that the some of the repair practices that we have used in the past is actually creating failures within the system today. And I'm gonna give you actually five percentages. 40, and they're kind of graduating. 40% of radiator failures are due to coolant contamination. 70% of return rotating electrical, there's nothing wrong with it. That's when you replace an alternator and it doesn't charge and it goes back to the factory. When they test it, they see there's nothing wrong with it. 90% of the timing belts fail after the tech has installed just the belt. Now, you think about that, so it becomes a system issue. 91% of OE coolant hoses are spiking now between 10 to 11 years. The failures are. And then 95% of the water pump failures is simply because or failed because of coolant contamination. So there's two bullet points here that we talk about that we can immediately tie together, and that's 40% of the radiator failures are due to coolant contamination, and 95%. That's of the water pumps. That's a very high rate of failure. So when we look at the accessory belt drive system, the timing system, or the cooling system, it is absolutely critical today we understand root cause failure. These are not plug and play anymore. You know, we think they are. And when the technician comes out and says, well, the computer tells us I always ask for a second opinion because I don't trust the computer. It only knows so much. It takes a true technician to diagnose the failures.
Know why you install Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust? Every part that goes into a Felpro box is validated and approved by a Felpro engineer. Product testing and validation is an integral part of Felpro's engineering, manufacturing, and field testing, where vehicles undergo tests that log over 1 million miles every year. They also reach out to you, the pro, through technology blogs and their technical forums to listen, learn, and keep in touch with you. It's amazing to think that Felpro produces over 325,000 gaskets per day. That's 325,000 per day in their 1 million square foot facility in Skokie, Illinois. Under the same roof, engineering and manufacturing uphold Felpro quality utilizing 4,500 active production tools with tooling tolerances to 5 microns. Now that's smaller than a human hair. A tight tolerance like that ensures the sealing ability of Felpro gaskets. And their own in-house chem lab develops proprietary formulations like PermaDry Plus to produce 35,000 molded rubber sealing components every day. Plus, with Felpro, you get coverage from 1955 of 96% of all domestics and 93% of all import vehicles. So feel confident that with new engines and new technologies, Felpro will be there with innovative solutions to solve your customers' sealing problems. Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust. Go to felpro-only.com for more information. Okay, so tell me, how many students a year are you in front of, technicians?
Well, I would tell you, let's go technicians, I guess totally around, I'll say about 40. If you break it down, Carm, it's hard to do when we look at numbers, between 30 to 40,000 maybe.
Okay, 30 to 40,000, both leader-led face-to-face and webinar, right?
Yes. It's all through those.
In the leader-led, when you're actually looking in the eyes of the technicians and you're talking total system and root cause, what do you see in their eyes?
Confusion, because they don't understand it. They're living in the past of what it used to be. And I think really when we talk about something as simple as the belt wear tool for the accessory belt drive system, the material has changed from neoprene to EPDM. So the belt material has changed from neoprene to EPDM, but most of the technicians are still looking for cracks. But the cracks are so small, they'll never see them today in today's belt. So what happens is the belt fails. Now we have a catastrophic failure, and everything is no longer operating correctly. So that becomes the confusion part. I don't understand why that happens. The second part of that is, it's not just about the belt. The belt is only doing its job. So when a technician complains of the belt squealing, there's nothing wrong with the belt. It's being forced to make that noise. But there's a root cause of why that's happening. And if we begin to diagnose down to the finest denominator, it all comes back to the tensioner. The tensioners are not being replaced today, and they're creating so much more failure within the system. So that's the awareness when we talk about confusion. That's the awareness that we have.
You're not seeing any lights go on, huh?
More so now, maybe it's a very slow, as the bulb's getting brighter. It started off as a dim. Some get it and some don't. For the bottom line for the technician and the service rider and the shop owner, they're missing tremendous profits. They're not fixing their customer's car. The guy down the street is.
You had mentioned tensioners just a sec ago. When did you start really driving the message?
In 2004, I began the tensioner message, and it was all about it. The belt has to have the correct amount of tension for it to operate correctly. But here's what really gets us in trouble. There are two things. Number one, it's not in any of the OE maintenance schedules. So they may talk about replacing the belt or checking the belt or inspecting the belt two to maybe three times in the OE's maintenance schedule, but it never once mentions replacing or checking that tensioner. The second part behind that can be that the customer drives a repair process, and if the customer doesn't want to pay for it, it doesn't get done, even though it's needed. And so between those two issues, for the most part, the tensioner is being ignored. The one thing we need to remember is that without the correct belt tension, it can't operate all those other accessories. And I'll give you a really short analogy that I use with the fleet markets. Truckers understand tires. And so the question has to become, if I pull an 18-wheeler into a shop and put all brand-new tires on an 18-wheeler, but yet underinflate those tires, at what point does a failure start? As soon as they move 1 inch out of that shop. So a tire has to have, and a belt wears just like a tire. It's got to have the correct alignment, the correct balance, and the correct air.
So you're really saying that if the tensioner isn't considered, then you put a new belt on, you're starting the degradation of the belt right away.
Absolutely. The belt today has the same life cycle as a tensioner, and they should be replaced together. That's how they're designed.
Okay, give me the secret. The secret, how do you know if the tensioner's bad?
Well, the tensioner is just like a tire, is the air for the belt. Without the correct tension on the belt, all the belt can do is slip. So with the engine off, we want to remove that belt, and we want to put the tensioner through what we call a spin cycle. And what that means is that I spin that pulley on that tensioner to see how it feels. Is it binding? Can you feel roughness? Do you see maybe if it's a flat tensioner, is the belt off tracking on it? That's an indication that something is going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that you want to do is cycle that tensioner. So you'll put your ratchet on it and pull it three times from lock to lock. Now, what I'm looking for is not only binding or ratchetiness or is there a rough feeling, but I'm also looking for side-to-side motion in a tensioner. A tensioner will cycle a billion times in 100,000 miles. Something's got to wear. And in that is a pivot bushing, and it's a small plastic piece. So as it begins to wear out, it will let that arm drop to the side. Now, a belt will always track on the highest point on a pulley. So when that arm moves out of place, it forces that belt to uptrack or track upstream where it begins to rub on something. So if you think about it, Carm, a tensioner only has two jobs, and that is to maintain the correct amount of belt tension mm-hmm. on that belt at all times throughout its duty cycle so it can transfer that energy from the crank to all of those accessories, and it does so by the belt does that by friction. The second thing it does is it dampens. There's a damper built into it. And why that is important, it's called torsional vibration. As each cylinder fires, it's sending a huge spike down that belt. Something's got to remove it, and that's that damper. Now, you can't check the spring tension, really, and you can't check that damper using that spin cycle test. You know, we have to look at the mileage on the vehicle. I want to, before I remove that belt, observe that belt in operation to see how that tensioner is moving, how the belt's tracking.
In the tensioner, Bobby, is it anything like the timing belt where, you know it's so many miles it really should be replaced?
Well, they're pretty hardy for the most part, they're pretty hardy. But again, I guess the rule of thumb today is, for automotive, that when you replace that belt, you should replace that tensioner because those are designed as a system. And if you think about this, if you only replace the belt, the belt's going to run another 100,000 miles, and the tensioner, that's already met its design cycle. It mm-hmm. can't do it. So for the shop owner, for the technician, the question is, who do you want to replace that? Do you want to give that up to your competitor down the street, or would you like to help your customer?
Okay,
out?
So you know, as a service advisor and a technician who's attended Bobby Bassett's class, you know this. Now, here comes that counter display that shows the entire belt system. That does help sell that message to the consumer.
Absolutely. It gives the consumer the visual. So it's a 3D model. Actually, it's a working 3D model you can move the arm itself. You can remove the belt if you need to. You can use the belt wear tool on it to demonstrate to the customer how they're going to check or how we checked your belt.
Yeah.
You can show them the importance of the tensioner. By removing the tension from the belt and showing them that the belt slips when you don't have the correct tension on it.
So this had to be a huge investment for Gates. Are they getting Is Gates getting the return on this display?
Well, the return is knowledge, really.
Okay.
And, I mean, the display is such that it right now is packed with a rebate package. So when you purchase the display and you use and you buy Gates products, you can turn those back in. And for the most part, the display is no charge or pretty much no charge.
You've always counted on Moog to keep you ahead of the pack when it comes to chassis innovation. Well, they've done it again. Most recently launched is the Moog ball joint with a pre-installed integral dust boot. It's designed exclusively for compression-loaded suspension systems, providing superior strength and durability for these types of vehicle applications. The dust boot is made from higher strength materials and comes pre-installed, saving you time because it's easier to install. It also has a larger contact area against the stud, which makes a more effective seal. For your customers, the unit uses Moog's powdered metal gusher bearing that provides longer life and controlled radial and axial movement. You get the industry's leading coverage of 10,000 SKUs, including 4,600 for foreign applications. Hey, you've been installing Moog confidently for years, and now you know why. So many great, great ideas. I appreciate that. I remember being in a class. It was a webinar of yours, I think, back in just about 3 or 4 years ago. And you talked about the water spray test. I was not being in the trenches every day. I was very impressed with that. Can you give me 1 minute on that?
Absolutely. It's called the spray bottle test. Now, we learned this from a technician by the name of Nubby. So the engine's running and you have to keep your fingers out of the way. So, but you're going to fill a spray bottle with water only. And what you'll do is with the engine running, you'll spray where you think the noise is coming from between the belt and the pulley interface. That's creating friction. And our idea is we want to break that friction with that water. And what this will help us do is it will help us determine whether it's an alignment belt noise or if it's a tension-related belt noise. So when the customer comes in and complains, my belt's making noise, how do I know which it is? Is it alignment or tension-related? So with the engine running, if I spray the bottom of the belt, and if it's tension-related, that water acts as a lubricant and will break that belt pulley interface, and the belt will begin to squeal louder. If it's a chirp, chirp, chirp noise, and I spray it, and the noise goes away and then comes back, it's an alignment issue. So that's a simple test to help us determine if the customer's having issues, is it tension-related or is it alignment-related?
Great stuff, Bobby. How long you been with Gates?
I've been here going on 20 years.
Is training something you always wanted to do?
No, actually, I was kind of asked what I do, and I've always been very customer-centric. I've always been one that really helped. I want the technician to understand what the issues were, what the root cause failures are. I'm a firm believer, if you don't know what the root cause of the failure is, we'll never get it fixed. You know, so we have to, and especially today, we have to keep driving back to the root. So, no, I was in the field selling up till about 11 years ago, and then they asked me would I take over the training.
No kidding. You went from sales to training.
Absolutely. So I've been in the actual industry since 1978.
Anything holding you back right now?
Holding me back?
Yeah.
No, just frustration of people not understanding. There's a lot of resistance to new information, and we're really – things are really beginning to come online now because the whole industry understands that there is a lack of training. So how do we really get that training out to the individuals, to the technicians? So that's really is the frustration level of all the time and effort that we put together to help teach this, but yet the information crawls across the industry.
I see you've recently been out with Service EDU doing some training around the country. How's that going?
It's going really well. It's a program that we knew that we had to do something with to help kind of broaden our training awareness. And so we partnered with, or I say partnered with four other manufacturers to put together some really nice training. It's all root cause failure centric. It may be provided by a company like Gates, but it is not a commercial for Gates. It's all about failures built around. So it's what's happening within the system based on the products that we service and sell. So it's going real well. We still have three more coming up. We've got Chicago, And I'm sorry I don't have those dates in front of me, but we've got Chicago, Charlotte, and then we go to back to California for the final one. So we've got three more left.
What do you love to do in your job? What's the pinnacle? If you know you're going to get up on Tuesday and you're going to go do this, what is it?
I tell you, the excitement for me is, and I love my job, Carm, it's really to see the excitement and understanding as we sit down and help people understand where the failures come from. Gates is a wonderful company. We've been here since 1911. Believe it or not, from day one, when I first started this, our vice president at that time told me we'd never charge for this. So for the most part, for us, we don't charge for the training. Now, something like service EDU, there is a charge for that because there's a lot of breakfast and lunch and other stuff that's involved in that. But it's been able to provide all this information. There's no holds barred. We haven't held anything back. You know, a lot of major corporations, Carm, are very protective of their information. And we understood when we first started talking about belt failure, belt wear, that if we kept it to only our customers, it'd be a very slow go to help get the information across the industry. So we decided we'd just give it to everyone. It's an open book. You know, all we want you to do is come learn.
Excellent. I've been asking a question recently about daytime or nighttime training. How do you see that and the value of it?
You know, that's a difficult question to answer because everybody views it differently. For the technician, they're being paid. They're at their work when there's training. You know, there's a lot of training that is available to them. For us, they can go to the hub, the Gates Hub, which is www.gates.com/hub, H-U-B. And that's really where all our training begins. There's YouTube videos. There's the LMS learning management system, their tech tip. That's all on their time. The problem comes from the technician being able to get them off so they can come train. So more of that becomes nighttime. More of that for us may become weekend. So the question is what time are they willing to give up? And that's a difficult question.
Got it. Are you managing the hub?
Actually, it was my idea. We had so many training pieces all over the place that we just pulled it into one location. So yes, up there is my training YouTube channel, is my LMS learning management system, as well as my Tools for Schools program. And then the rest of that kind of comes from other parts in the country, the company.
What do you do to recharge? What's your escape?
I've got a wife, which is a really wonderful person, and love her to death, and we do a lot of things together. We've got a big blue Honda Gold Wings that we ride together, so that's kind of our relief. The kids are gone now, so it's whatever we can do to have fun. We travel, so that's really the relief that we have.
How many days a year are you out for Gates?
Ooh, this year it's been a lot, Carm, and it's. I thought this year would be a soft year towards the backside. We added Service EDU that plays five more weekends of training now. Yeah. So, with all the other training that we've added, it's become a very industrious year, to say the least.
I can't tell you how fast this interview went. I'm sitting here like a little kid in a candy store, listening to you, learning a lot. So, thank you so much for sharing. I love your passion. I always have, because I've known you for a lot of years, man. And if anyone has a chance to meet or see Bob, you're going to one of his classes. You have got to go there. There's so much to learn from this guy. So, hey, thanks for being on. And just one more last question. You got any great words to live by to share with us?
If anything, just enjoy what you do. And for me, that's what I do. Every day is a new day for me, and I have a lot of passion, and I really enjoy life itself. Just enjoy what you do for the moment. So I think that would be it.
Thanks, Bobby.
You bet. Thanks, Carm. You have a great day.
You too, man. Hey, guys and gals, thank you so much for listening. Now find Bobby Bassett's show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/E148. And hey, if you aren't following the podcast on social media, go to remarkableresults.biz/social and start connecting. Hey, thanks for the emails, the feedback, all the ideas. I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Your help is needed to unite our industry at this trough of knowledge. I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.